You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? It's your girl, Monique Leray. I'm with Sarah. She's awesome. She's amazing. I cannot contain my happiness. Sarah, welcome. Thank you for being on the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
You know what? Sarah is a true entrepreneur. Guys, I want to tell you about everything that's happened. Yes, there's a little gash on my face. I got bit by a dog. It's a long story short. We had a drag brunch today, Sarah.
Yes, we did. We had a blast. Oh, my gosh.
It's so much fun. So, Sarah, tell everybody where you're from. And we have a lot of guests today, so there's a lot of excitement going on.
Yeah. So, I'm from Indiana. Zionsville, Indiana.
Yes. And you came out yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So I want you guys to understand that this is what a true entrepreneur looks like. I look like absolute hell today, but it's all right. You got on a plane, something canceled, and you still made it here for this event.
Yeah.
And then this is a passion project for you. So why don't you tell everybody exactly what you're up to?
Yeah. So I am starting an NFT project, and the purpose behind it is to help the community, and I want to do some charity work and build this where we have a membership almost, where we can do drag shows and we can do events and parties and vacations and galas, and really get the community together to build something where every time I sell an NFT, you get to choose what charity you want, and the profits will go to that. And then, so I'm designing a squeer. A squeer is a deer squirrel, and the whole purpose behind it is be whatever you want to be and just love yourself. So I want to be able to design outfits for all these NFTs, and the drag queens or whoever gets to design it. And then hopefully what I want to do is get a fashion designer to help actually design it in real life. And then we have, for the members, the NFTs members, that we have drag shows, and we have all these cool events, and like, yeah.
And that's why I'm wearing a pink wig, everybody, because we just came from a drag show with Matt Tarafa. How fun was that?
Oh my gosh, the energy. Amazing. Yeah, I just made an NFT on him, actually. Yeah.
So just so people understand, because, you know, there's a new world that we're launching. Guys, by the way, if you're following me, you know I've been traveling for the film. And I got this in Dubai, you guys.
I love it.
I didn't expect the dog bite. Isn't this fun?
Yes. It's gorgeous.
I love it. But I have my pink wig on because we just came from a drag brunch. So, Sarah, tell us a little bit about how you started it, because it was so heartfelt and passionate. And I feel like you lead with your heart.
Right.
She actually launched this logo within, I would say, maybe 2 weeks. Right?
2 weeks. I did everything in 2 weeks, yeah.
Tell people, because the startup is about that. You started up.
Uh-huh. So my daughter, when she was two, when she could really first talk, she was like, I'm a boy. And only wanted to wear boy clothes. And I'm like, you know, it was hard for me at first, but like, be whoever you want to be. Like, I accept you. And that's why everyone loves her, because she's got this strong personality and she's just an amazing person. And she's like, who cares? Like, that's what it's about. Like, just love each other and be who you want to be. So I love deer, and my nickname was a squirrel as a kid. And
square.
And now
that makes
square.
Sense now.
That makes sense.
And she, by the way, you came up with this logo literally in 2 weeks. So you guys, if you put your mind to it, you can do it.
You can do anything.
You can do anything. She, can I tell, her flight got messed up. She wound up in NorCal, which she had to be down really south, Southern Cal. And you just made it happen. You sucked it up and you made it happen. And oftentimes as entrepreneurs, people don't really see the background of what we do.
Right.
The flights that get canceled, the money that doesn't get transferred, how we have to really hustle.
Yes.
And so I really love your can-do attitude, and we're here for it. So at the startup, these are our entrepreneurs that we love. Square is in the house. Follow Square, at Square, right? What's
Square
your handle?
NFT. Yeah.
So you're kind of trailblazing this new land of NFTs. So can you be very specific for people that perhaps do not understand what it is?
Yeah. So, you know, this whole new generation, everything's digital. So I want to get ahead of the game and learn everything so I can help this new generation and people that, you know, like older generation don't understand it, but like it's going there. So I want to educate myself so I can educate them. Mm-hmm. And it's going to go in every industry. And I'm in healthcare too. So we can mm-hmm. take it into industry, into healthcare too. So NFT is a non-fungible token, which means like it'll always be yours. There's, you know, that's yours.
Non-fungible. Let's just break that down.
Yeah.
For our boomers and above, right? We love our community. So non-fungible means it's not tangible, perhaps in your hand, but it's sorry guys, it's a mess. I got bit by a dog. I don't know what to tell anyone. Thank you. I'm sorry to be a mess today. So non-fungible is not in your hands, but it's in the metaverse. And that's where all of our assets will live futuristically, right?
Yes. In the blockchain. It's a ledger where everything's saved and, so everything's coded, mm-hmm. you know, so it's all protected. Mm-hmm. So
it's a tracking. It's, you know, like anything else, we track everything with our banking and our photos and we back it up. Everyone embrace the cloud. So this is kind of like the cloud 2.0, but we'll get into that. I feel like there'll be a space where we can do conferences and talks, TED Talks perhaps, and shout out to TED Talk, to teach people about this.
Yeah.
You're open to doing some conferences to help people come into the fold, right?
Exactly, yes.
Yeah. Where can people find you? Do you have all your Instagrams that you can
link? Yeah, so I've got the sphere.nft, and I've got Twitter, and it's sphere 2024.
Yeah.
So you can follow me on there.
Square, squirrel, and queer. Get yeah. it, guys? You guys, can you believe it? I got it in Dubai. Isn't this fun? All right, great. Now we have someone really amazing. I don't know if you follow the Aisha life. She's kind of amazing. She's doing her own thing. Aisha Steele's in the house from the Aisha life. What's up, Aisha?
Hey,
girl.
I'm just excited.
She's in the car running her.
I'm in my mommy mode. We have a 4:30 football game rocking today. So I'm just, per usual, all the balls in the air, trying to catch them all and make sure life is looking as fabulous as it can be. But I just want to, one, give honor and space to you getting bit by a dog and sending you some good energy for still being on air and being the steward that you are. And I love your guest. I already see some synergies that we can do with the Aisha life just by way of the productions that you put together and just the awareness that you're doing with the LGBTQ and queer and transgender community. I think that's fantastic. Fantastic. So on brand for Miss Monique, so finding the gems.
Come on in. Come on in, Aisha life. Listen, guys, have you danced today? Aisha has spawned this beautiful community of support and love. And what's important is that moms and all women and everybody really feel supported. And I think Aisha created a space that she wanted to see in the world. You know, they say, be the change you want to see in the world. And Aisha has done that. And I've been to her mansion, by the way. So she dances through life. It's so beautiful. You have an oven, like an oven for the pizza, which I still want to do my pizza.
Yes, we definitely
tell people about what you've got going on. How can they book you and what are you up to?
Yay. So I would say right now I'm definitely in the season. If you want something done, ask a busy person. I'm very busy, but my heart's just ridiculously full. I think that what I would want your community to know is that it only takes a second to be kind, or a moment to be intentional about how you spend your money. And not all of us have $100,000 to give to a gala or about, but what we can do is be intentional about how we spend the money that we do have. And that's what I do. I like to curate these bespoke custom experiences that really take the guesswork away from, am I being as supportive as I can to the community? So if I was to work with your guest on a future project, it would be that, hey, we want to make sure that the venue that we're using, it's owned by LGBTQ people, or there's Black, Brown, Asian, White allies, the underrepresented, the underserved. When you peel back the curtain of an Aisha Life event, whether I'm teaching a cooking class, a dance class, or hiring people to bring your vision to life, all of that is taken care of. So I was able to work on the Oscars and the swag bags that I was able to donate. It had representation, a Black owned vodka company, the marketing company that I used to put together the flyers. Those were some badass females that we used to support. That's where I come in, where I'm speaking on panels, just advising people. I'm consulting people on saying, That's great. I love that you traveled to Chicago when you got your deep dish pizza. But did you find the mom and pop when you were there? Did you drive maybe 5 more minutes down the street? Let me curate an experience for you so that when you do go to Chicago, we already know the big corporations, if you're staying at a Hyatt or you're, they're getting their money. So let's put more of that money back into the community that's helped keeping these corporations alive. And that's what brings me joy and makes me say, like, hey, did you dance today? Like, did you move? Did you get your body something to make you happy? And that's what just tickles my fancy, ladies.
It's a shot in the arm, right? And I love what you're saying. And let's just dissect this and be very transparent. And I love the conversation we're going to have. When we talk about Black-owned, female-owned, gay-owned, LGBTQ, what we're saying is, hey, these are communities that perhaps were overlooked with loans. Perhaps when they are paying their bills, they don't have the credit backing from these large bank conglomerates, and they have to put cash in and cash out. So things, they can't move as quick as everybody else. So, you know, when people ask, let's just get real. When people ask, oh, well, why does it matter if it's woman or gay? Because these communities did not have those opportunities. And we can go all the way back to Willie Lynch, and we can talk about how this country was built. That would be a heavy conversation for today. But what we do know is that we're going to bridge those gaps with people, advocates like Sarah, and people that are lending their privilege to the community, right? Yeah. So when they say, oh, don't complain, don't cry, it's like, well, hold on a minute. All these are the things that helped build the communities you enjoy in the South. We didn't have those monies to get these things going. We're doing this on blood, sweat, and tears. Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I really just want people to slightly get uncomfortable with having the conversation. And when I do these fireside chats or some of the team builders I have, we'll just end the day with saying, hey, how can we be more intentional? No one wants you walking out with this cloud over your head being like, well, dang, I couldn't help how I was born. I couldn't help where my parents lived. I couldn't help who my ancestors are. But at one point, we have to pull back the veil of ignorance to say, well, that's cool. I think we all have different types of privileges. There's pretty privileges. There's weight privileges. There's like where you're actually born privileges. And then from there, what am I doing with my voice? And no one says you have to be an activist from dawn till dusk, but we all go out to eat. We pretty much, majority of people will travel, even if it's a road trip, you're traveling. Mm-hmm. That's the part where it's like, get yourself a little bit uncomfortable. Everyone can get on a cruise ship and then you get your little wristband and it's all you can eat and you have a great time. That's wonderful. But when you get off the cruise ship, I'm going to show you 2-3 places you can go that can be life-changing for these people. Life-changing.
I love this.
See their culture. And just most times they just want to share. They just want to be seen. They just want to know, hey, this person took some time out of their life to be kind, you know? So
that's,
I think,
right.
The topics.
I got so excited. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but you're bridging the gap of that like custom experience where it's not just cookie cutter, because you can get that Marriott, like you said, shout out to Marriott or whoever the fuck. But like, you are giving that mom and pop experience that you can make a difference for the family. Sarah, I want you to chime in a little bit because, can we close the door? You guys, this is the startup, honey. We keep it real, honey.
Hey.
We
got it. Hold on.
And I've done, Aisha, I bring you half the year. Hi, kids. Hi, kids. No, we run half the show in the car last year. We know this is the startup. This isn't the finish line. But Sarah, to your point, we're not, the beautiful part about this is we're not making excuses and we're not being a victim. What we're asking is give us an opportunity to show you.
Right. Yeah.
Right. So what do you, from your perspective about what we're saying, where can people like yourself who show up in the world that look like you in the world, how can they bridge the gap for people who are just asking for an opportunity, not a handout, a hand up? I know it's a heavy question, but
I like that. I like handout, not a handout, but a hand up. I love that. I love that. And I'm interested to hear your response as well.
Yeah. You know, and it's difficult while she's thinking about it, because it's a heavy question. You guys follow Aisha at the Aisha Life on Instagram. Follow the startup with Monique LeRae. And please follow Square, S-Q-E-E-R. Yeah. And Monique Ray Stinson, by the way. Aisha, how do you like my pink wig, darling?
I think you are giving life. It is beautiful. Come on. Absolutely beautiful. I wish I could have made it to that dry brush. I bet it was fabulous. Absolutely.
Oh, my God. It's about their life. Sarah, will you want to chime in a little on the question there?
Yeah.
So, it's a heavy question, you guys.
So how, you know, I can help other people?
Well, I think people that look like yourself, right? Let's just be honest. We're talking about, like, when you go to pay something as a business owner or your startup and you're not a person that looks like yourself and perhaps you don't have credit, and this is a big question, but like, how can people, you put your money where your mouth was and you stepped up. How can other people that look like you that want to support the community without it being a handout to hand up? You know, maybe you could talk about what you've done that you can implore people, you know. It's a big question, guys.
It is. And you know, this is also new to me. So, you know,
we're throwing her in, guys.
I think what might be, like, as far as something to curtail the situations is that it's where we're taking away the hot seat motion of it. And it's not necessarily about, like, hey, like, what have you done or what can you do? It's about just inclusion and understanding that there's enough on the carcass for all of us to eat. And I think that and not that your lack of response is that you're not doing anything or you don't know. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that
that's
what I think the alignment is, and that all already what you're doing and producing the drag brunch and wanting to bring it all over the nation, those are the time periods where it's like, hey, in those situations, looking for whatever, that's where amongst your own individual community, it may not be as broad as reaching out to myself or like, hey, Monique, we're going to Chicago. We're going to do the drag brunch in Chicago. It's going to be amazing. Maybe there's 3-4 people you know in the area that I could help to do whatever. Those are the kind of uncomfortable conversations I think we're speaking to, because I was raised in Kansas. I was born in Nashville, raised in Kansas. And oftentimes the communities or the hand ups or that were in the handouts that were being given amongst my friend group, it was just established within their family. There was real estate already there. There was, of course, we vacation in Breckenridge. Of course, we're going to go and travel and visit all the schools prior to getting in. And those are things that are just not commonplace for the average middle-income family. Even take color away. The average middle-income family is not doing that. So I think that's where I think we take the pain point away from. No one's asking anyone to use their platform as, yes, Black Lives Matter, LGBTQ matters, Asian American, Indigenous matter. It's more like saying, when I'm running my day-to-day, I don't have to showcase it, but I'm going to be intentional about who I hire. Who is my doctor? What does my doctor look like? What
brings the gap? She brings the wealth gap,
Because
we're talking about the wealth gap. That's what I'm saying. The real truth is, to your point, the cotton rights, the sugar rights, the reason why a lot of Black Americans feel like there's a wealth gap, and it's true, and you can track it, is because there was labor that was had that was free. And we helped build these wealths and mansions and all these things that a lot of people that look like yourself, Sarah is an ally, that are enjoying. And so when we go to get a loan and or a credit card or to start a business, we don't have that in our community. It's very hard. So I love this conversation. Sarah, what is the vision for Square in the next 6 months, maybe 12 months? Where do we see it going? What are you up to?
Yeah, so I'm hoping I can get, you know, people to actually get the idea of an NFT and understand it. I want to take people on that more and then see the utility behind it of what I can offer long term. It's not just short term, you know, what we can do to build this community up. And it's not just the gays and lesbians, is people like want to just support us and be a part of this too, right? I would be able to have a spot in like the LA parade, the pride parade.
That'd be great.
Have charities and galas and have money raised for other things that people want to talk about that I'm not even thinking about, like, what do you want out of this? You know, it's not about me, it's about them and what they want. It's important to give back and
as a child, because you saw something with your, is it okay? Is it personally shared?
No, that's,
you want to share?
It was when I first went through that with her. It was a struggle because I wanted to
start from the beginning. I don't think they know.
Yeah. You know, my daughter, when she first was able to talk, she said she was a boy. And I would say, she's like, no, I'm handsome. I'm a boy, you know, and she'd only wear boy clothes. And that was hard as a mom, you know, at first, because I was like, I want this girl with bows and like beautiful dresses. And she will not ever, like, there's nothing. And I've accepted that. And I love her for who she is. And that's so important. I want to show everyone, like, look how strong this little girl is, you know, and like, just be who you want to be, like, just be happy and love yourself. And I just want
a world that supports that.
Yeah, I do.
Aisha Life, we love you. Where can people book you? Where can they find you if you want to curate an experience in each town around the world?
Yeah, so the easiest thing is go to my Instagram, The Aisha Life, or you can go on my website or theaishalife.com, and then it's easily a click away. It'll say book an experience with me. And then just note, a lot of it's going to be just as this conversation is. We're going to talk about what you want, you know, like some people want a travel experience. Some people want a cooking class. Some people are like, we want you to come and speak on panel. I just want to hear about someone say, I'm ready. I'm ready to make a change. I'm ready to be a little bit more intentional in how I spend my money. And then from there, I am the referral queen. If I'm not a good fit for you, I'm going to get you to where you need to be. Because I like to say that anyone can have an event, but not everyone can have an experience. So what I'm doing is wanting to do an experience. And if you're just looking for a cookie cutter event planner, that's not my jam. I work with amazing event planners to bring your vision to life, but I'm a facilitator. I'm a producer.
Yeah. I can actually vouch for that, guys. Like, she is top tier. She's going to get you what you want. And Aisha, thank you for joining us from the car, darling. This is what it looks like if you start a brand with your child and doing it all, and you do it so well. Hi, honey.
Hi,
honey. Oh. All right. Give me three cities on your wish list right now. Let's be intentional. Give me three cities around the world that you're on your list to curate experiences for.
So we're going to Ghana for New Year's. So I'm going to be, I like to go travel places, get the lay of the land, and then get something back. I'm taking the boys to Greece over the summer. So we'll do Greece and Morocco. And then what is on my wish list, because we couldn't go because of COVID, would probably be Tokyo. I think Tokyo is where if we're looking for kid alignment, that's the jam. But what I really want for this summer is people to reach out to me, my bartenders. I want you to meet my people that can do planting parties or painting parties. You know, like, I want you to meet these really cool people, because what happens when you hire the folks that I'm suggesting, you get to know their story. And now it's no longer like Miguel, my gardener. No, it's like Miguel that came and taught me how to pot plants, and his mom is from Oaxaca, and they know how to make their own taco sauce. And this is his dad. You know what I'm saying? Everyone has a story. And once you humanize people, then it's like things just become real. So it's not corny. It's more about like, take a second and just be kind, and then really take
There's a no such thing as corny in 2020. We're not doing corny.
Yeah. But I love you so much. I'm so proud of you. I'm glad you're back.
Proud of you.
I will see you soon. Sarah, lovely to meet you. Please, let's keep in touch. I feel the synergy. I think it can happen.
Thank you.
You got to get some NFTs down where she's at.
Yeah, definitely.
We're going to send her over there. We're going to make sure she gets, got to get her some good greens and chitlins and whatever the heck you eat. We're going to get some soul food for you.
Yeah. All right. See you guys later.
Happy Aisha Life, you guys. All right, everybody. Sarah, plug it out. What's going on? How can people find you?
So on Instagram, square.nft, and Twitter at square 2024.
Great. All right. Sam, do we have our second guest available? I think she was signing in. Oh, I'm Cynthia. Hi, I'm Cynthia.
Hi. Oh,
see that green bottle right there? That's F. Cynthia's.
Oh,
nice. We have the bottle to add for class. F. Cynthia got bit by a dog, darling, right before we got on the air.
I heard that. I'm so sorry. I went for a crazy hike yesterday, and I pulled a tick out of my back this morning.
Oh, what? Oh my God. I didn't know if the tick was in my back. How do you know it's there? It hurts?
You know, it was rubbing against my tank top, and I felt it, and I thought it was like acne or something. And I was like, I don't get acne back there. And I like pulled at it, and I pull, and there it was.
No. Oh, how big is a tick, girl? I am ruined from I cannot ever be the same.
Yeah, that's why you gotta wear a hat when you hike.
It was so creepy. And now I have
like, I'm glad you're okay. Did you put some Absin on it?
Oh. No, but I drank a little bit. I feel much better.
Well, cheers to Absin. All right, you guys, in case you don't know, if you were under rock on my show, I have Absinthia Vermouth. She's changed her legal name to Absinthia. She is the one and only female organic Oakland aficionado of Absinthia on the planet, right? I mean, honestly, why don't you introduce yourself? I don't think I did it the way we should do it. So why don't you introduce yourself?
Oh, introduce myself. Sure. So I am what we call an absinthe-ur. And I first had absinthe back in 96. And by 97, I had made my very first bootleg bottle. And that night, my friends started calling me Absinthia. A couple years later, I figured out that vermouth, the last name on my birth certificate, means wormwood in German. And that is now the logo on my bottle. So I make absinthe. I actually fell in love with absinthe because it was illegal. And I've never really understood why this country makes some things legal and some things illegal. And it just doesn't make any sense to me. And the more we've learned about absinthe since the days when it was banned in the early 1900s, we've learned that it's perfectly safe to drink. It's actually very similar to like gin. It's a distilled spirit made with herbs, botanicals, and it's delicious. So that's what I do.
It really is. And we have, you see that green bottle I was talking about? That's hers. We have it right here at La Casa del Camino, darling. We think of yes, we have it right there. I can't reach, but it's right there. So I'm excited because Absinthia always comes from a place of yes, and she's doing something fun always. Like, I'm like, girl, where are you at? She's like, I'm on a plane. I'm like, me too. Where are you at? We almost saw each other in Mexico. We missed each other.
That's right. That's right. Yes, I was in Oaxaca. Well, you were, where in Mexico were you? I can't remember.
No, I was in Oaxaca also, but I came like 4 days after you left.
That's right.
Oaxaca's the new hot spot in Mexico. Yeah,
oh my
it's
God.
Hot.
Yes.
It's a good time.
I got this beautiful green necklace because everything I wear is green, or bracelet rather. Everything I wear is green.
I have something to send you off the record that's all green and you're going to love it. So wait, okay. Just check your mail soon. So listen,
I will.
Absinthia has beautiful organic fermented absinthe.
Distilled.
And you shouldn't be afraid of it.
Distilled.
Distilled. And you know, I feel like when we watch those old school films and they're like, they're burning it with the sugar cube, and like, it's like this underground thing. Absinthia, talk to us about how they demonized it in the wine culture with absinthe, you know, with absinthe. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So in the mid-1800s, the grapes in France had a disease called phylloxera, which is a louse, and they had to burn all the grapevines. And that was right around the time that absinthe became popular. The French soldiers brought it back from a war in Northern Africa. They were drinking it because it was safer to drink than the brackish water. And they just loved it. And they brought it back to Paris. Absinthe was actually started in Switzerland, but it became very, very popular in France. Happy hour became called the green hour, the air vert, and everybody was drinking absinthe. And you've heard of the you know, the crazy artists drinking absinthe and making paintings, and Van Gogh and Toulouse-Lautrec, and Oscar Wilde wrote poetry about it. And then the wine came back and nobody was really paying much attention to it because absinthe had just taken over this culture and people were crazy about it. But wine, French wine is, of course, very important to the French economy and to the French church. Mm-hmm. And a man in Switzerland, an alcoholic, mm-hmm. got himself very, very drunk and killed his family, his wife and his beautiful daughters. They got him to say that it was absinthe. And so that was the end of absinthe for about 100 years.
Wow.
Until modern science got a hold of it in the early 2000s and tested vintage bottles and realized that they were already within legal limits. It was perfectly safe to drink and nothing needed to change. So it was just, you know, the ban was lifted. As it turned out, absinthe had actually been legal since the end of the prohibition. We just didn't understand it.
Like anything else, you know, you mark something negative to it and you can make a case with fear. You can make a case with anything, right? So I'm so excited you're here. And Cynthia is going to be at the MTV Gifting Suite with us soon. Thank you, Cynthia. Where can people follow you and order?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you go to absinthia.com, you can order. I have absinthe, and I actually have some simple syrups there. I have a simple syrup that is a response to many of my customers who love the flavor of absinthe but don't want to drink the alcohol. So that's fairy dust. Makes a great absinthe-inspired mocktail. You can order all of that at absinthia.com, and I'm on Instagram, Absinthia's Bottled Spirits. On Instagram, and Absinthia's Bottled Spirits, the acronym is ABS, which is what my friends call me, so it's easy to remember.
Thank you for being here. I love you so much. Congratulations on the new article. I saw it. Absinthia makes moves. Sarah, thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You guys follow Sarah on Instagram. Sam, let's wrap it up. My face is swelling up, everybody.
Thank you, Monique.
This is the startup, you guys. I love you. This is the startup. We keep it real here.
Thanks. We'll see you soon. Yes, nice meeting you.
Well, we start up today. See you soon. Bye, guys.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having
me.
Awesome.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Larray, only on LA Talk Radio.